the union president. He says when it comes to public safety and operating public transportation vehicles, a line has to be drawn. I'm Sandy Kozell.
Former NBA star Dennis Rodman allegedly walked out on a $1,000 restaurant tab over the weekend and then got in a fight about it. TMZ.com reports that Rodman and a group of friends were dining in Miami on Saturday night when he skipped out on the bill. A manager reportedly tried to stop the crew from leaving, and a fight ensued. Sources say punches were thrown out in the street, resulting in some damage to a Lamborghini parked nearby. The restaurant reportedly agreed not to press charges after the bill was paid. I'm Richard Stewart, IRN USA Radio News.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, I hope they're going to be views of Ted Anderson. Ted, are you there?
I'm with you. How are you doing, Stan?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to have you with us. And, oh boy, we're certainly living in exciting times, aren't we?
Well, it sure is. There's always something new coming along. Certainly economically on that front, there has been just a tremendous amount of change since the last time we've talked, with the unemployment numbers and also Chrysler, GM. I mean, it's just been a whole long line of stories, I guess, economically.
Well, I know, of course, certainly they try to tell us it's really wonderful that only 539 Americans lost their jobs last month. Isn't that great? That's over 500,000 people, but it really was much higher than that. It was up over 600,000, but about 500,000 or 60,000 of them got government jobs, probably using GPS localizers to actually chart where everybody in the country is living. That's what they're doing, going around to the various homes with the GPS localizer, and then dialing in your home so the government will know exactly where you live, and then they can track even more effectively with all the cameras they're putting up. And then, of course, this fact that we're going to transfer a control of Chrysler to Fiat. And why are they picking Fiat? Why don't they just put it up for bids and see who will give the most money? And, of course, nobody will tell you that it's because the man who heads Fiat just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission, just like so many of the people who surround the president. So there's just this little club of people who run the world, but you're never going to hear that through the controlled media, for sure.
No, that's for sure, yeah. Yeah, why would they go to Fiat? Of all places, why are we turning a United States company over to an Italian firm? You know, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, they're part of the club. They're part of the little club that runs the world, and the fellow from Fiat happens to be a member. Incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, you don't know, have the membership list, we put together something called the Membership of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It gives you a membership list of the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers, Group of 30, and you can't tell the players without a contract you need to get this syllabus, but go right ahead.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. That's just one more, you know, as far as I'm concerned, a nail in the coffin of the United States economy. And we're becoming more and more socialists, and it seems like the Chinese are becoming more and more capitalist. It's like the shift, there's a paradigm shift going on. And, I sure would like to see us get back to something that, makes sense for the United States people rather than this elite few. And I know we talk about it every time when we're on air, but it just comes down to siphoning the revenues away from the people and putting it in the pockets of the few. And now we're having economic crises, you know, upon crises. And you know, you're saying that it's been orchestrated this way. In my opinion, the system that we live under, as long as we have to take money and have compounding interest on top of that money, there's no way that we can get out of debt. We just only have to go further into debt. And, of course, as that happens, we end up paying more money to this elite group.
Absolutely. And, of course, their goal is to lower the living standards here in the United States and to impoverish the American people. But the average person, although he knows things are not well and he knows he has less money and he's less well off than he was, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, he cannot put all the dots together. And that's your job and my job. Well, tell me, you know, how are they managed to hold down the price of gold? The price of gold, price of silver should be going through the roof.
You know, it sure should be, but I think it has a lot to do with the fact that the price of gold is typically, measured by the COMEX or some of the other futures markets across the world. And there's been a lot of short selling that occurs, and I do believe that that's coming from the countries that are, I shouldn't say countries, from the central banks and the elite that are trying to, you know, manipulate the price of gold lower. They did this. I mean, I don't know if you ever had Bill Murphy up from GATA, but they did this back through the 1980s and into the 1990s, trying to suppress the price of gold and keep it below $400 an ounce. And what they did is they just, you know, basically made it a forced deal for the miners, Newmont Mining and some of these other big mine, Barrick. They were selling their reserves that was underground and selling a short in the marketplace and being, you know, manipulating the market that way. And most of the up above ground reserves, in order to do that, you know, you have to have actually gold to sell, somebody else's gold to borrow, and that's coming from the central banks. And that's what that lawsuit was all about with GATA. And so they're trying to support, they're trying to suppress the price of gold and support the markets. And obviously, we've seen the offset to that now, gold trading at $1,000 an ounce. I don't think that the United States is going to be looked in favor by foreign nations for much longer. I really do believe that the Chinese will be reducing its position of U.S. government securities. And I don't know if there's another country out there that would step in and try to bail that out. And quite frankly, I, you know, maybe during the summertime here, which is typically when gold is a little bit more flat, you'll see some stableness in the prices of gold. But I'd highly doubt that they're able to hold it together even towards August, September. I have the feeling that we're going to get back into this scenario where the foreigners are trying to get away from the United States dollar, and it's going to drive the dollar down in value. It's going to drive the price of gold up, as it will any other commodity that's out there. I mean, we're seeing the oil prices go up, probably largely because it's a summertime demand and it's cyclical. But gold typically will be a little softer right around the May, June, July, that time frame. But then come August, things just start turning back around again, and that gold starts creeping back upward. Wouldn't surprise me a bit if we've seen $1,200 gold before the end of this year.
I certainly would agree with you. Of course, if you look and see who's doing the short selling, there are people like Goldman Sachs. And yet Goldman Sachs has announced publicly that they thought the price of gold was going to go up, and they're selling it short. And, of course, this is what Bob Chapman points out. Why would you announce something's going to get up if you're going to sell it short? Very soon, very simply, because you want to get the suckers in, and then you're going to take their money when you sell short. And, of course, working together in concert with the Tokyo Stock Exchange, the people over there, Goldman Sachs and the Tokyo Stock Exchange are the big manipulators of the gold and silver markets. And of course, it is the people who don't understand how the game is played that keep getting fleeced. But one of these days, they're going to lose control. And, of course, my concern is that China is going to, of course, lose complete confidence in the American dollar, going to start buying even more gold. In fact, they've increased their gold supplies, their gold reserves considerably. And, of course, I think the Arabs, too, realize that they can no longer trust America. And if we had a major event here, whether it be a terrorist attack or an epidemic, or we get involved in another war, why, hang on to your hat, because I think the dollar will plummet, gold will skyrocket, and of course, I'm not saying it would have any more value, but at least we would be able to maintain the value of our investment. Although I do think gold should be a lot higher, simply because it's being manipulated down by certainly by what I call the PLUDS Protection Team, the Working Group on Financial Markets. And until people understand the stock market is manipulated, the commodity market is manipulated, gold and silver market are manipulated, and our reality is manipulated. Until people understand that, they're not going to be able to think effectively or clearly in times like this, and I'm afraid an awful lot of people are going to get wiped out financially. Go ahead.
No, you're right about that, and at least the central banks are admitting to the fact that they're trying to support the United States dollar in concert with many other countries, basically devaluating their currencies all at once. That's what these G20 meetings are about. Hey, the United States is in trouble, but so are we. So what we're all going to do is we're going to, deficit spend. We're going to put money into the system. No more fiat money. It's like turning on the printing presses. But we all have to do it together, because if one of us don't, people are going to notice that one currency is falling against another, and that creates upheaval in the marketplace. But the truth to be told, the bottom line is that all the currencies are losing purchasing power. The United States and its deficit spending. I mean, our deficits are up by four times what they were just a few years ago. And that's way too much money, way too fast, with no productivity. That is not good for a fiat currency.
Well, Chris, Obama's making George Bush look pretty good. He was terrible, but we'll be back in just a minute with Ted Anderson. And if you'd like to call us, 800-259-5791. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering. sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is not contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is Ted Anderson. Our telephone number, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question or comment, because, of course, certainly Ted's on the front lines of this battle, has been for a good long while. Well, Ted, certainly, I was talking to one of my friends, actually he's been with the CIA for many years, he's retired, but he was just talking, said he'd called a number of his people over in Europe, and the people over in Europe are scared to death. I mean, their economy is probably even in worse shape than ours is. Certainly, they're pouring all sorts of money in, and it's really not going to solve the problem, give you a temporary lift. Like somebody goes out, is head over heels in debt, and borrows $100,000, he can live like a king. But one of these days, the day of reckoning is going to have to come. So what we're seeing here in the United States, where we're losing a tremendous number of jobs, it's estimated up to 12 million people may be unemployed in the United States today, but they're having real problems over in Europe, too.
They are. You know, they're, like you said, they're just as afraid there, perhaps even more so there than we are here. You know, you can't borrow your way into prosperity. And unfortunately, with the way that our economic system works, we don't get money to spend for goods and services and earn a living unless if somebody takes on a loan. So here you have this situation where we know that if we continue to take on more debt, the interest will consume us. Yet still we have to take on more debt in order to have a solid economic system where we can actually have jobs. You know, it doesn't make sense. The whole thing is a house of cards. You can't go on borrowing money and allow the interest on that debt to rack up and expect to never see a consequence for that. And you were saying that George Bush looks like a saint in comparison to Barack Obama when it comes to deficit spending. And you're right about that. And George Bush was no saint. I mean, here's the thing: we've allowed compounding interest to mount as it comes rolling down the hill like a snowball, and it just keeps on building up steam and becoming bigger and a bigger and a bigger problem. And now we're starting to see the results of that. And the answer to this whole scenario is not to go further into debt. The answer to this whole scenario is try to figure out a way how to get out of debt and how to have something that's more honest. So, you know, once a person labors to produce something, there should not be a debt associated with it. There should be no debt, and that person should be able to sell that item to the next person without having it associated with the debt. And the system that we have right now doesn't allow for that. And so I honestly believe that the United States, and perhaps many countries in the world, but the United States for sure, with this deficit spending that we're doing right now, is heading down the same path that Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, so many other countries have done. We're thinking that we can solve our problem by diluting our currency, and all that's going to happen is we're going to end up with a diluted currency, and we're going to end up having to pay a lot more for the items that we need to buy. And coupled with high unemployment, It's not a good scenario. This is probably more like the Weimar Republic than anything else out there. People are going to be standing in bread lines, and it, you know, it makes me sad to see this country go this direction. And yet nobody in Washington D.C. I think the people are recognizing it, but nobody in Washington D.C. wants to truly address this issue. Perhaps with the exception of Ron Paul and maybe Dennis Kucinich and a couple other politicians. I know that Ron Paul has over 100. It's like 120 co-sponsors for that H.R. 1207, I think it is, to audit the Fed. You know, I think that's like a little breath of fresh air, a little sunlight shining through the clouds. You know, to see that there's at least some interest in this, to see you know, at least something truly to be fixing. You know.
Well, I really think it's a sign that the people are getting to the congressmen and saying, hey, we're going to hold you responsible for what's going on. I mean. Ron's tried repeatedly to get the Fed audited, and he could never get more than 20 or 30 co-signers. And now suddenly, with that many, I knew he was up over 100. I didn't really realize he was that high. But, I mean, this is an accomplishment, and it really reflects the fact that the congressmen are concerned that they are going to be held responsible for what's going on. Well, you know, one of the interesting things is that certainly Social Security has always provided a cushion for the government. They could actually steal the money out of the Social Security fund and the Medicare fund and just put an IOU and go ahead and spend it and not put that in on the, you know, as if, of course, they were doing deficit spending. But, of course, they were. But now, suddenly, Social Security, because so many people are out of work, they're not paying into Social Security, and their employers are not paying into Social Security. And suddenly, as of January of this year, Social Security, if my understanding, has gone negative. In other words, they're not taking in any more than they're putting out. So government can't depend upon the Social Security and Medicare funds coming in to be used for fighting the war or you know, the census, so they can, you know, have the satellites know which house we live in and things of that sort. So I think that they're going to have real trouble in a lot of the things they're doing. And you know, right now, of course, they say we're only having to borrow about $3 billion a day, but we're talking about a deficit for the coming year. It's supposed to be $1.2 trillion. I mean, that is unbelievable. I think it's going to be perhaps almost twice that much. It's a deficit, and I don't think they're going to be able to borrow that from foreign countries, and I think they're just going to have to monetize the debt. And when they do that, they have opened the door. Of course, they say, well, now when things start to recover, we're going to dry up all these funds. And ladies and gentlemen, governments never do the right things. I mean, we have actually been advising them over in Zimbabwe for the last 39 years since we installed the Marxist government there, 29 years it is. And you know, we've been financing that Marxist government, and they gave up, you know, on their currency when the inflation rate reached 186 trillion percent a year, 126 trillion percent a year, and they just did away with the currency. Now they're using foreign currencies. They're using the dollar, but I wonder how long are they going to be able to use the dollar if things keep going the way they're going.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you think about it, Stan, I mean, if the United States has to borrow in order to survive, and we have to then now borrow in order to service the interest on that debt that we borrowed, which puts more interest on it, so now we got to put more into the, you know, we got the spiral going on, and obviously it's compounding, it's getting bigger, not smaller, and it's growing at a rapid rate because of the fact that it's compounding. There is going to be a time when the United States, if it continues down this path, that trillion percent in, you know, inflation, I mean, it gets to that point, the United States dollar is dead, and obviously foreigners by that point in time would have divested themselves. And you're talking about Social Security and not having enough money. They're spending more than they're taking in on that one. You know, the Social Security fund has always been invested in U.S. government treasuries, which just means that the United States Treasury gets to spend that money. That's the IOU that you're referring to. So, you know, I mean, just the whole thing. I mean, I don't see this thing turning around. Maybe you can comment on that, but I just don't see a way that the United States government or the United States people can solve this problem, because we continue to add more debt.
The only thing you can do is just stop spending. Nobody wants to do it. No politician wants to say, we're going to take away the things we've been giving you. We're going to take away the bonuses for the agriculture and for industry and for education. But down the line, sooner or later, in one way or another, we're either going to have to do that, or America, as we know it, will become a remembrance of the things past. We'll be back in just a moment and welcome your calls.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Ted Anderson. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-4255. 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Ted, would you like to put in a plug and tell people how they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, sure, of course. We're Midas Resources Incorporated, and we do handle gold and silver. We have that real popular round coin right now called the Lakota Nation round. It's at $19.69 if you're interested. I mean, one of the neat things I like about this is the Lakota Nation is sort of standing up to the Federal Reserve System. And, you know, here's this little peanut doing something real honest and straightforward and doing what they should do, what the United States should be doing. And, of course, you can get a hold of it if you want. We're available at 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. Stan, did you ever see that article on the website over at the Minneapolis Federal Reserve Bank? They have the Monster of Chestnut Street talking about the central bank that Biddle owned, the second central bank.
No, I really haven't.
I should email you a copy. I mean, it's a really very interesting story. And it talks about how the second central bank was formed by Biddle and goes on into it. And then Andrew Jackson, you know, said there will not be a central bank, and them fighting back and forth. And then Jackson finally wins and shuts the bank down. And Biddle, in the process, puts the country into a depression. And the Federal Reserve Systems, on this bank, of course, they're trying to paint a better picture for themselves and why their institution is so much better. And the reason why they think they're better is because rather than the power being put in the hands of one, it's over this board of governors that they have, you know. And it's spread across many, but it still feeds this elite group rather than this elite person and causes the same havoc in the marketplace. You know, Jefferson, I know that he had a lot of help from the people of Virginia influencing his work. But, you know, he was just, I mean, the man was genius. I mean, there were so many people. I mean, Hamilton wanted to have a central bank, and Jefferson didn't. And they fought back and forth, you know, arguing in front of the president of that time, which was George Washington. And Washington swayed in favor of Hamilton, and we ended up with the central bank. But it sure is interesting. So if you just, you know, reading Jefferson's writings, it's almost like he could foretell what's going to happen in the future if you were to allow a central bank issue the currency of the United States. And you know, it's just playing out, just hand over fist. You can just see it absolutely, like, word for word, what this man predicted way back when, you know, in the 1700s, you would think, you know, that they wouldn't have the information in front of them. They certainly didn't have the technology of the Internet or anything like that. And yet still, the man had the wisdom to say, hey, no, the United States currency should be coined out of gold and silver.
Well, you know, I'm writing my latest newsletter, and I use that wonderful quotation from Thomas Jefferson, where he says, and he's writing about 1807, he's saying, you know, everything predicted by the enemies of banks is coming to pass. We are to be destroyed by a deluge of paper money, and this whole thing is going to collapse. We have all these people, you know, who have created this artificial money through no effort of their own, and they're enslaving the people. And when this whole thing comes down, why, it's going to be terrible suffering, but the public will not give up this newfound artificial wealth, what he referred to as the jack-o'-lantern of wealth, until the whole thing comes tumbling down. And it was just 4 years later when Congress refused to renew the charter of the First Bank of the United States, and they contracted the money supply, and they plunged us into a war. And those are the games that the central banks played. And that's exactly what they did during Andrew Jackson's time, when Jackson won the battle and withdrew the funds, American funds, from the charter, from the Second Bank of the United States, Biddle's Bank. And then, of course, you know, Biddle's Bank retaliated, and they contracted the money supply, and they plunged the nation into a depression. Really, it's quite interesting. You know, there's a conscious, organized effort to conceal the truth about what's really gone on in the past from the American people. And if you go onto the Internet and you Google in Andrew Jackson's farewell address, and you go to the Google page, and I don't ordinarily go to Google, but I mention this because I think it's so flagrant. At the very top of the page is an article, Andrew Jackson's farewell address. So you pull it down, and just in little letters it says the Brits. And what they've done is they've taken any mention that Jackson made about the danger of the first, second bank of the United States out. I mean, they've deleted whole pages of his testimony. They've given, or the statement he made to the American people. You can get actually further on down the page why you can get the entire text of the speech. But he talked about the bank's war against the American people and how they just impoverished the people. It's, in fact, I think I'll use that next month as the basis of my newsletter. People have to understand there's an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people. Most modern books on Jackson, pardon me, on Jefferson and Jackson do not tell you what they really said. Because the last thing they want is for the American people to understand banking. Certainly, Professor Quigley's book, which was an excellent book on banking, Tragedy and Hope, that book was actively suppressed. I have an interview with Professor Quigley, not one I did, but I purchased this from his widow, where he talks about how his book, which covered the basis of modern-day banking, was actively suppressed. Gary Allen wrote a book called Nundare Collett Conspiracy, put out 7 million copies of the paperback edition. And, you know, initially you could find them at any used bookstore, and now you will almost never find that paperback edition of Nundare Collett Conspiracy because it deals with the whole banking scenario and it deals with basically what Professor Quigley said. I mean, they have an organized effort to confuse the issue. They even put out false quotations. There's one commonly used by Thomas Jefferson about, oh, my goodness, if we ever let the banks, you know, create the currency, by inflation and deflation, they'll ruin our people. And the quotation is quite fraudulent, but they put that in, I believe. They have planted that article, that quotation, which is so frequently used, so the people who use it will be discredited. In other words, they do this sort of thing, and then you begin arguing, well, did he say it or didn't he, rather than is what the quotations say true, and it's absolutely true. It's that one that talks about, you know, if we allow these things to happen, our children will awaken one day to be homeless in the land that their founders or their forefathers conquered. Great quotation, but Andrew, pardon me, Thomas Jefferson didn't say it. So they play these games with our mind, and until people understand the importance of banking, it is the very essence of what's going on today.
Well, that's right, and you know, just the part, you know, in the simplest terms, Dr. Stan, if you just think of it this way, if you go down to Washington, D.C., and take that tour of the Bureau of Engraving, you will stand there at a window and you'll see printing presses going right along and the money is being printed. They have in a case what $1 million looks like, and I think it's in $1 bills. It's been a while since I've been there, so I can't quite remember. But then they tell you during the tour that this money does not hold value until they bring it to that they ship it to the Federal Reserve System or the Federal Reserve Bank. The Federal Reserve Bank puts a stamp on it, and then it becomes money. So here, we the people, the United States of America, have taken, and I'm just keeping it the simplest form here. I'm talking about the paper currency we carry in our wallets, which is a very small fraction of what's actually out there. But we grow the cotton, and we get the ink to put on that cotton. We embed the fabrics and the strips and the fibers and do all this counterfeit protection. And we do all this work to create this currency. I'm talking about we the taxpayers, we the people of the United States of America create this currency, and we the United States, the people of the United States of America cannot use this currency as money to spend because we have to ship it to the Federal Reserve Bank, and the only effort they have to place on that note is a little stamp of their approval, and now they actually issue the currency or lend it into the system because they're a bank. The United States has to take that money back on loan, and now we have to service the interest on that debt. There's no wonder why this nation is so far into debt as it is. And the prospect, it's the balance sheet. We'll talk about that on the other side. But the people of the United States are going into debt, and the people on the other side of the balance sheet are becoming very wealthy because of it.
That's how you make, I mean, there's a better way to make wealth than just to make money, create it out of nothing.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we've got Annette calling in from Modesto. Hi, Annette.
Hi.
Do you have a question or comment?
I just heard you on the radio just a few days ago. And I enjoyed you.
Well, thank you.
I got some silver dollars. They're used, but they came from Las Vegas in the 40s. Are they worth anything?
Well, that you have to talk to Ted Anderson about that. He's the expert. Well, what about silver dollars from Las Vegas back in the 40s?
Boy, wouldn't it be great if we could get silver dollars out of Las Vegas like we did in the 40s? They're definitely worth something. Oh, absolutely. They're worth about $17 a piece.
And, who are they?
Yeah, and you paid a dollar a piece for them, so there you go. That's how much the dollar's gone down. And you probably should hold on to them right now. I wouldn't suggest that you sell because the market is, I mean, I just can't see a good reason to get out of gold and silver and get into paper currency. You'll always be able to do that. But, yeah, they're valuable. Then hold on to them. That's a great thing that you have those.
Okay, does that answer your question?
Good. Fantastic. Well, being 85, I guess I can hold on to them a little longer.
Yeah, well, if you need to sell them, I'd give them my grandkids is what I'd do. I mean, if I had grandkids, that's
how. Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
All right, fine, Annette. Thank you so very much, and please tell other people there to you and get them listening as well.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Ted, well, you were just talking a little bit about certainly what is taking place today. Pick up on that thought.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole thought about of being the citizens of the United States of America and having to produce this currency, which is actually a commodity. It is cotton. It's the same things that's in blue jeans. And printing the ink on it and doing all the stuff to protect it from counterfeit, you would think that then we the people of the United States would be able to spend this money if we've labored for it, but we haven't. We turn it over to this Federal Reserve Bank, and then the Federal Reserve Bank puts a stamp on it, and then they lend it to us through either making deposits in their lending banks in their member banks. Or they use the open market committee to buy U.S. government securities, treasury bonds, notes, and bills, which is what's going on when the treasury can't sell enough treasury bonds, notes, and bills in the free open market. They go to the Federal Reserve System. I mean, if the retirement accounts are drained because there isn't enough money being collected for Social Security, do you think the Social Security checks are going to bounce? No. It just means that the United States government's going to turn to the Fed, and they're going to borrow more money, which puts the taxpayers on the hook, and the people that are lending the money get to make the profit from that loan, and the people that are borrowing the money have to pay for that profit, and that's us, the taxpayers. That's why this elite group that you keep referring to is becoming more and more powerful, while we, the people, are becoming unemployed and, standing in bread lines. Look at those 10 cities that are out there in California. I wish those people really, truly understood what just happened to them, how this came about.
Well, I think it's happened time and time again, since our country was founded, and the banks have repeatedly limited this access to the supply of money, and the big banks have stopped lending. And the big banks have plenty of money to lend. People don't understand. They can leverage the money that they have in deposit 10 times. In fact, the investment banks can go up to leverage it 40 times. It is not paper money. It is the credit. What people don't understand is the difference between money and credit, but they can create money out of nothing. They have plenty of money, but they want to destroy our economy and the economy of the world, because that is going to force all of the nations of the world to go into this one world government. That's what it's really all about. That's why they created this mess and have destroyed the lives of so many people. Most people cannot believe that anybody would be this diabolical, but they really are. Because people don't understand that Alexander Hamilton, you go back 220 years, Alexander Hamilton was involved in the occult. And that is why he wanted to create this banking system. And the banking system and the people in the banking system have been involved in the occult for literally centuries, many centuries, even before America was created. But this is the most amazing scam, and there's not one person in 100,000 who understands the occult influence in modern-day banking, or its origins going back into the time of Venice and Florence and even into the time of the Templars. Hey, we're out of time. You've got about 1 minute to wrap up the program, Ted.
Yeah, I'll just say real quick, if you're interested in precious metals, you can catch us at 1-800-686-2237. Ask for that that monster from Chestnut Street if you want to know more about banking, or the creature from Jekyll Island. I'm going to email this thing around to all my salespeople so they know that it's available, and they'll send it to you free of charge.
Hey, I want to appreciate a copy if you'd keep me on the list.
I will get you the one.
God bless, and thanks very much for being with us, Ted. We'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. And, of course, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I have to remind all of you out there across America that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. If you believe in what we're doing, if you agree with me that this is really a spiritual battle being fought on a financial battlefield as well as a political and ideological and cultural battlefield, if you've read our material and recognize, of course, how this has influenced so many of the great leaders of the world, and, of course, so many of them were involved in the occult, and you will never read that elsewhere, then we do hope that many of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Or, if you'd like, just go to our webpage, radioliberty.com. There's a donate button there, and you can always contact us that way. And then, of course, we want to talk about that great new 4-CD set we have called Killers, Assassins, Deadly Assassins, the title of it. And it's my interview, a 4-CD set of my interviews with CIA-trained assassins. You're not going to hear things like this elsewhere. We've got a 4-CD set on the sinking of the Liberty, and you'll hear the stories of the people who were there. So some of them, of course, blame Israel for it. Others acknowledge that it was the people in Washington, D.C., who were really behind what happened that day, and, of course, ordered the flights of fighter jets that were sent from the USS Saratoga to the rescue of the Liberty. They were ordered back to base. They weren't allowed to intervene because the people in Washington, D.C. wanted that ship to go down, and they wanted to kill everyone on board. Why? Because then they could get us into a war with Egypt, just like they wanted those Twin Towers to come down. That was used as a justification for getting us into the war with Iraq and Afghanistan. Imagine what had happened if the planes had just crashed into the buildings and they hadn't simply fallen as they did. And, of course, if you've ever watched them, you can actually watch them very carefully. Watch Building 7 come down. And you'll see the center of the building collapsing down first. And then, of course, the base of the building goes. This is a typical controlled demolition. So once you understand that, everything makes ever so much more sense. So, of course, we ask you to go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We got a great 4-CD set on the execution of Martin Luther King. We got a 4-tape set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy. And all these 4-tape sets will give you an entirely different outlook. We've got a great book, Who Killed Bobby, written by an English author. We've got his DVD, RFK Must Die. But what everybody has missed is the fact that Saran was involved in theosophy, and he was a disciple of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. And, of course, when he got into jail, the first thing he did was ask for a copy of Helena Petrovna Blavatsky's book, The Secret Doctrine. Of course, I think he was hypnotized. I don't think he was the man who committed the murder, but he was certainly the patsy who was set up, just like Lee Harvey Oswald was set up as the patsy for the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. So, well, the material available from Radio Liberty, we've got a great DVD on the Kennedy assassination put together by our friend Bob Fletcher. Go to our website of radioliberty.com and just look at all the things that we have there. All the books and audio tapes and certainly the videos and DVDs. And then help us get the information out across America, because that's what this is all about. And your job is to tell other people about our programs. And remember, we're on 5 hours a day. You can hear us on the Internet. And, of course, you can go to our website of radioliberty.com and listen to the programs live or on the archived or satellite feed 9 hours a day or MP3 or blog. And it's there so you can listen and get other people to listen. And certainly you can get somebody else, they can get other people, and once we get them hooked, we can begin to educate the American people about the spiritual nature of the battle. And then, of course, we've got those great DVDs by Pastor Billy Crone, who incidentally is coming on on his final countdown series. We'll be covering the New World Economic Order next week or two with Pastor Billy Crone. But you can get the DVDs. They're available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you want the CDs, we have the first five talks in a CD set called Countdown to Armageddon. The other is, of course, the final countdown.